New York State led the country in a decorative arts movement in the early 20th century, and an exhibition at the Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute in Utica showcases those products and objects. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the country lacked a modern art identity in the mid-1920s, but the revolutionary time period changed everything.
In 1925, Paris was the epicenter of modernism, an art movement that expressed the changes of society at that time.
And by 1935, New York had become the epicenter. And so what this exhibition is trying to show is how that happened.
Guest curator Lori Zabar worked with the museum for 2 years to gather objects, all made in New York, that reflected a new aesthetic, influenced by the time period and inspired by the 1925 Paris exhibition. There is a towering wooden bookcase by Paul Frankel from the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
And he literally translated the skyscraper into a functional object.
There's a silver cocktail set and martini glasses made during Prohibition with zigzag stems and a triangular base.
To me, it almost looks like it's dancing to jazz.
Zabar says it was a time when women flappers became independent, started working, won the right to vote, and changed their fashion style abruptly.
They had short bobbed hair, they wore dresses without waists, they had short dresses, which really made everyone focus on shoes.
A close-fitting hat made in Buffalo and peep-toe shoes made in Rochester shows upstate New York was a big manufacturer of these products at the time. Companies were hiring artists and sculptors, many from New York City, to design or advertise their products. Aero brand collars and shirts in Troy, New York, hired J.C. Leyendecker as an illustrator for one of the most popular advertising campaigns in the country.
Leyendecker was gay, and his partner was the model for the Aero collar man. And women and men both fell in love with him.
Greek and Roman revivals can be seen in a clear vase by Steuben Glass in Corning, featuring antelopes.
They're going across the vase very similarly to a Greek urn.
A green-colored radio made in Brooklyn has ribbed decoration representing speed, the streamlining process, and new technologies of the machine age.
It has like all these different elements. You know, it's got the skyscraper shape. It has Egyptian revival plaque. And it's made out of plastic.
And from those radios came jazz music, a product of the Harlem Renaissance and what was known as the New Negro Movement to combat stereotypes and Jim Crow laws. Zabar says what all the objects in the exhibition have in common is that they were new and different.
You have to realize that all these artists and designers were saying to themselves, how can I create something that is truly American?
That identity borrowed from the past to create an explosive future. Roaring into the future, New York 1925-35 runs until October. In Utica, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.